When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What do you make of where the White Sox are now after bringing in four of the Red Sox top 15 prospects for Garrett Crochet, adding Mike Tauchman, one-year deal for just under $2 million, using the top pick in the Rule 5 draft on the Brewers pitcher Shane Smith at the winter meetings? This was Chris Getz. You look at the long-term health of the organization, inject the type of talent we did in this trade, and is really exciting to us. You talk about the acceleration of a rebuild that was a deal that we felt like we can do that. That Chris Getz from the winter meetings, your reaction.
He's going to be upbeat. You've got to be upbeat. This is a big foundational type of trade. It's the first one. You've got to make another one. You've got to make probably another couple to be in a position where you feel really good about the health of your organization, the strength of your minor league system. That is where you start the climb back. And this is a positive step in the right direction. It's not worthy of celebration, as I said earlier, because you don't want to celebrate bottoming out necessarily. But this, in terms of an evaluation, this was the right move at the right time. I think that I wonder about their collection of catchers. I wonder about getting a guy in Kyle Teal, who now joins Caro, who now joins Lee, and you've got three guys, and I know that gives you depth, but is that the right use of your resources? We'll find out. Is Kyle Teal more like Kyle Schwarber? They said that he was athletic and could play different positions. Is he really an outfielder, potentially, in left field? I don't know. The Sox have a history of doing that, putting guys out of position. I wonder what's next for Kyle Teal. Will he be here opening day? Will he be here in 2025? Same with the others. The most intriguing prospect to me in this trade is Braden Montgomery, who has yet to play professional baseball because of an injury, but was a first-round draft pick, could have been one of the top three picks in last year's amateur draft. That could be the number one overall pick or the top three pick the Sox are deprived of making next June because of the rules and everything.
They got the 10th pick.
This is a step in the right direction. Chris Getz should be happy to celebrate this in a way that others will, but I think evaluating it, it does look solid at least.
Yeah, I guess it looks solid. Again, I can't wait. 7:25. We're going to get a lot more information. We talked to Jim Callis specifically, David, you know, the Kyle Teal idea, right? Is he an everyday catcher? Is there somewhere else for him? You know, I think if you're a Sox fan, you want one of these guys has to be in the lineup, I think, this year every day. Also, their starting rotation next year, oof, is it bleak, right? The starting rotation for the Sox, you know, when you get rid of
Crochet. You got a lot
Crochet,
of young starters.
A lot of young guys. We'll see how they pan out.
I don't know
out,
about
right?
bleak.
I don't know bleak.
Not
I think
bleak,
promising.
Right
word.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess another question for Jim Callis at 7:25.
The catcher thing is really interesting to me because, the Chris Getz goes out and says, Montgomery, Colson Montgomery, got a chance to be the starting shortstop, mm-hmm. and Edgar Cuero is going to be competing for a roster spot. And then the next day, Cuero is the ninth-rated catcher, according to MLB.com, and they go out and they trade for the fourth-rated catcher from MLB.com, or is he the third-rated catcher? By all accounts, Teal is a quicker, better athlete. He can do things that he can even do things on the base paths that you can't get from Cuero. So Teal is the better of the two as a catcher, as a defensive catcher, and he's got a plus arm and he's got a different body shape. I think he's 6 feet tall. The other guy is kind of a shorter guy, stockier guy. He weighs 20 pounds more than the other catcher. He's got that kind of body that you think of as a catcher. So,
girth.
So that gives Cuero some power too, that body. I'll be very curious to talk to Jim Callis about that. You know, here's the thing that I can't get away from, and I know I always sound like I'm complaining about the White Sox, but they went out and they got the new manager and they brought some people in and they've upgraded and they're modernized. Now they're going to change. They brought back 7 members of the staff from last year that helped them, as I said, is it help them win 61 or lose 121?
That did surprise me.
How you look at it.
I don't know how you celebrate being going outside the organization when you bring back as many coaches that were part of that as you did.
And that is kind of confusing to me a little bit, to be honest with you.
Especially Ethan Katz.
Well, did they have a lot of contract stuff to deal with? I don't know the answer to that, mm-hmm. but I was surprised that happened. And by the way, you also have the general manager confirming that it's a complete rebuild when – I believe when he was hired, it was because you wouldn't have to have a rebuild. You'd be able to win faster. So
those are good questions for the general manager.
We knew all that stuff. Yeah. We knew all that stuff was something to consider, but I think it's just stuff you want to take a look at. And we'll do that. We'll do that whenever we get the opportunity, maybe even tomorrow, I hope. Anyway, that is the pick 6 and the extra point. And we're going to get to your calls. What do you think of the White Sox movements, 312-644-6767. Maybe you want to talk about Bill. Maybe you want to talk about Brian Flores. We're here for you. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.